Block Club Chicago checking in now. Seamus Toomey with our extremely local news report. Good morning, Seamus. Is there still a taco frenzy in Wicker Park?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, there has been a bit of a taco frenzy in Wicker Park. They had a collaboration with a place in Mexico City named El Califa de Leon, which is the only Michelin-starred taco stand in Mexico. So these must be really good tacos if they are, if they've got a Michelin star. They invited the owner and main chef from down there up to Chicago this week. So he's been serving his famous tacos at the Tacombi Wicker Park restaurant. And they're going to keep doing it for a couple more weeks. They're going to do it at the Wicker Park location, which is at 1442 North Milwaukee in the West Loop Tacombi, which is in the West Loop, let's say. And so they've got a whole variety of the different famous tacos down there. So if you're looking to try to find the best taco in Mexico, which seems like a tough mantle to carry, you could go in there and try it out at the— it's just going to be a pop-up for a couple weeks at these spots.
1442 North Milwaukee, and then that West Loop address is 126 North Peoria.
That's right.
Let's talk about Humboldt Park with a brewery and a tap room now.
That's right. You know, I'm on here a lot talking about breweries closing because the craft beer industry's been contracting a lot since COVID. But the good news on this one, brand new place. It's called Suncatcher Brewery. It's the only craft beer place in Humboldt Park now. This is, like I said, it just opened. It's at 2849 West Chicago Avenue. For folks that know that area, this is the Christie Weber lawn and garden compound. They took over one of the buildings there, which is a perfect location this time of year because Christie Weber is going to start selling Christmas trees in a couple days, so you can go and get a craft beer at Suncatcher. Their thing is they're I would say a little bit more stripped down than a lot of the breweries that have opened. They're not a restaurant. They're not trying to do to-go sales. They're not trying to be in bars and restaurants. They serve their beers right off of the tank, so they don't have a lot of in-between work. And they're trying to do lower alcohol levels. So one of the things that we've heard a lot about people not drinking as much craft beer is that it's pretty heavy. If you're drinking an 8% alcohol beer, you can put on a lot of weight, a lot of fat fast. You can't have many of them. But so they're trying to go about 4%, 4, 5, 6% from some of their more pre-craft beer boom styles of beer. So they're going back to the basics a little bit. You can go in, just drink it right off the tank, and just kind of be in a nice chill location in Humboldt Park. So excited that there's new places opening and not just everything closing.
And I can't believe how much publicity Superdog gets when they take the hot dogs off the roof, Maury and Flory, and then put them back on. And I love Superdog. Best root beer floats in town. I grew up down the street from the family. I know Scotty very well. But they've got some good PR person working for them, don't they?
Do, yeah. They know how to maximize just any sort of change over there at the Norwood Park Superdog. The most recent one was they had to take down the giant 12-foot hot dogs from the top of the restaurant. They've been up there for 70 years and have come down a couple times for a refurbishment, but this time they got a total overhaul. They've been gone for the last 10 weeks or so, but a little bit of normalcy to the corner of Milwaukee and Devon. Maury and Flory, which are their names after the original owners, got put back up Wednesday morning. The folks that restored them had been studying old photos, and they wanted to make Flory's lipstick and yellow eyebrows just right. So they're all up. They're bright red and yellow painted. They've got new lights that they don't have to change once a month in the eyeballs. So it's kind of cool to see these things. Off the roof, you see how huge they are. 300 pounds, and but they— they belong up on that roof, beckoning us to get a super dog or a whoopsie dog and all that stuff.
It's, love it. I knew them well. You know, you're getting old when you know statues in town. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.